A year ago today, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston, Bernard Law, was forced to resign as the head of America's fourth-largest Catholic diocese. He stepped down after nearly a year of criticism for failing to remove sexually abusive priests. But despite the scandal, Cardinal Law remains both powerful and trusted within the church. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Cardinal Bernard Law lives at a small convent in Maryland, a far cry from the stately three-floor mansion he lived in at the Boston Archdiocese. But Cardinal Law is not cloistered. Instead, he frequently travels on Vatican business. Church watchers say 1 year after leaving Boston in disgrace, Law is still influential in the Catholic Church.
He was a very powerful figure. I think that it is unrealistic to assume that he's lost all of his standing and influence with the Vatican now.
Father Richard McBrien is a professor of theology at the University of Notre Dame.
The Vatican, after all, never did take seriously the sexual abuse crisis in the United States, or if it did, it did not really understand it in its full dimensions. So I don't think Cardinal Law was as harmed by his role in the sexual abuse crisis in this country as he was in Boston and in the United States generally.
Cardinal Law isn't often seen in Boston. A spokesman for the Archdiocese, Father Christopher Coyne, says Law sometimes comes to visit friends or attend a funeral. But Coyne says Law doesn't have any official connection with the Archdiocese, other than being one of its priests. Standing on the Chancery grounds, Coyne says Law has been hands-off since Bishop Richard Lennon took over temporarily and Archbishop Sean O'Malley was appointed as his permanent replacement.
He has given both of those men complete and absolute freedom to do what they need to do without being interfering at all. And that's something that he has decided to do himself.
Cardinal Law refused to be interviewed for this story. But in The Pilot, Boston's Catholic newspaper, Law said he believes it's very important when you leave, you really leave. Law also said it's been a difficult transition from a hectic to a relaxed schedule. Cardinal Law sits on 7 of the 9 Vatican congregations that oversee the church. Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, John Allen, says Law has been in Rome often. This past year, he's had 2 audiences with Pope John Paul II. And Allen says when Law attended the Beatification Mass for Mother Teresa and the 25th anniversary of the pontificate, he was well received.
When I watch Cardinal Law being greeted at public events in Rome, what I notice often is a sort of a warmness and an almost a sympathy for him that I really don't think perhaps existed before the crisis.
Law's influence and treatment in Rome rankles alleged victims of clergy abuse. Anne Hagen Webb is the New England coordinator for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
This man left Boston in disgrace, and yet he remains a cardinal, and remains a cardinal in good standing with plenty of influence in the American Catholic Church as well as the International Catholic Church. He shouldn't have that kind of influence.
Alleged victims are also upset Cardinal Law won't be criminally charged for failing to stop abusive priests. Investigators for the Massachusetts Attorney General's office concluded that although Cardinal Law was ultimately responsible for the tragic treatment of children, there was not enough evidence to charge him. Also in September, the Archdiocese settled more than 500 civil lawsuits against Cardinal Law and other church officials alleging negligence. In order to pay the $85 million lawsuit settlement, the Archdiocese of Boston is selling the mansion Cardinal Law used to call home. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov in Boston.